The US President Joe Biden has done what he repeatedly said he wouldn't do and given a full and unconditional pardon to his son Hunter. In September, Hunter Biden pleaded guilty to a tax charge. In June, he was found guilty of illegal drug use and possession of a gun. Julia Manchester is national politics correspondent with The Hill in Washington, D.C., and she joins us now on the line. Julia, thanks for talking to us. Why this about turn from Joe Biden?
It's a good question. I think it's something a lot of people, Republicans and even some Democrats, are asking in Washington. Look, during the presidential campaign, prior to him stepping down from the top of the Democratic ticket, and even after he stepped down from the Democratic ticket, President Biden repeatedly said, and his White House said, that he would not pardon his son, that he would allow the Justice Department to essentially work itself out. And Hunter Biden was supposed to face sentencing this week in one of those federal cases. However, this is a major about face. I don't think it's necessarily surprising. We know that President Biden has always had his son Hunter by his side, including a trip to Ireland and the UK last year. We know that Hunter Biden has been present at a number of White House events, very much a part of the family. So we know that President Biden has certainly prioritized his family, but a lot of critics are saying that this is Biden essentially politicizing the justice system here in the US.
Can you talk to us a little more about that reaction? I should imagine it's been fairly fast and furious.
It has been. Remember, there was an impeachment inquiry among House Republicans into President Biden, and they used Hunter Biden sort of as a crutch for it. And we know that Hunter Biden has been a target of Republicans across the board, whether it is these two criminal cases, but also, you know, in terms of his business dealings with Ukraine when his father, Joe Biden, was vice president. So Republicans certainly getting out there, but even some Democrats have been critical of this. You have Colorado Governor Jared Polis essentially saying that he's afraid this sets a bad precedent for future presidents if they have family members who are facing, guilty verdicts or criminal trials, etc. You have Congressman Greg Stanton from Arizona, a Democrat, repeating that. And then Maryland Congressman Glenn Ivey, a Democrat, also saying he has mixed feelings about this. So I think there is certainly, I think, a lot of negative reaction to this. And of course, it comes roughly 24 hours after President-elect Trump appointed or nominated Kash Patel to lead the FBI, a move that a lot of people also said was emblematic of politicizing the justice system here in the U.S. So you see this going on both sides of the aisle.
Julia, thank you very much. Julia Manchester there, who's national politics correspondent with The Hill.